Matt Johnson back with more halftime programming here at the 2019 Merrill Thompson Tip-Off Classic. And I'm now joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Greg Polkowski. And coach, this is a bit of a rarity for us in terms of this interview, because usually by the time I start talking to you, you've played a couple of games, got a little bit of a feel for what the team is going to be like for the season. But first game, I get it this year. For actually your first two games this year, to interview you and get a chance to talk with you and catch up on what your thoughts are on the 2019-20 season. It always seems like it kind of sneaks up on all of us here a little bit, but here it is. And you guys opening with a great tournament this weekend, obviously, with the three other teams coming in, Marion, Nebraska Wesleyan, and St. John's. I know we covered this a little bit in the podcast for those who have listened to it. For people who have not, though, it's a first look at your team. You lost one senior from last year. Have a really good possibility of having four new starters in the lineup, just to give a little bit of background information. But just give our listeners a sense on where the team is at here as you guys head into the regular season here in 2019, going into also 2020.
Yeah, I think I think it's a little bit of an unknown for everybody, including myself, including for our guys, because we do have that many new pieces. As you mentioned, I would expect most likely, at least at the start here, to have four new starters in there compared to last year. You know, we do have some other returners that definitely played for us last year that, you know, are definitely still going to be contributors for us, and we'll see how things keep developing throughout the year. But I think where we sit early right now, yeah, we'll have a whole new look with what would be four new starters, and I feel our depth is much better. We're still figuring that out, but there's we have a little bit of depth that, you know, at what we would call our five position. I think we have some extended depth in our wing position play, and we have some different options at point guard too. So that's been good. I wouldn't say we're at any final answers there, but we've been at it here for a few weeks. We had an exhibition this past Monday where we faced UMD, and I thought we had a great group effort and showed some good things and showed some things we need to keep working on. So very excited about the group, but I think more answers to come here as we get going with this weekend's Merrill Thompson Classic.
Well, it's interesting going into this new year. The team really does have a completely different look, which is not something you typically see. Mm-hmm. Usually you have a pretty good idea of what you have coming back, especially when they lose one senior. But like I said, the four new starters, joining Mac Rekdal, who is back to hold down the two spot, otherwise known as a shooting guard, for basketball novices out there. But it's an interesting team, because last year's team, it felt like the entire season was kind of a makeshift year, where you kind of had to make do with what you have due to injuries. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, the guys that were injured and really kind of affected last year's group are back this year now, with V. Milinkovic and Colton Williams, two guys I know that you're relying a lot on. Those are two of the guys that will probably start for you at the beginning of the year here. Let our listeners know what you think of their journey and where they're at here heading into the season.
Yeah, I think they're doing great. Like any player, whether they're 18, whether they're 22, you know, another year of development. And, you know, for them, you know, that wasn't necessarily all physical. It was more physical in terms of recovery and getting their bodies back. But I think they've also developed just, if you want to call it basketball players, if you want to call it people, however you want to term it, just a little added perspective on, their opportunity they have, being fortunate enough to be back, not due to me by any means, but just, going through both pretty high-end injuries for both of them, and, being able to represent UWS for another year. And I think they have a great approach mentally as a teammate. And as basketball players, I feel fairly confident saying, and it's too early to even say that I don't think they're any lesser basketball players. I think in some regards they're better, in some regards too they're still developing. And in a lot of ways they're still recovering coming off those injuries. So as I answered the last question, I think in the coming games and weeks and even months leading into that second half of the year, I think there's room for those guys to grow still too.
You know, another guy I want to highlight here in this little talk that we're having is Alan Anderson. Now he's a senior. He's played 3 years of college basketball at various levels, played for Bemidji State last year. I know he had a really good game against UMD in that exhibition, 15 points for you in that game. He's not necessarily a scoring first point guard, even though he did score 15 against the Bulldogs the other day, but I know he's a guy that you're happy to have, because he adds some leadership and he also adds some toughness to your backcourt.
Yeah, I think he checks – Just a really steady player. I want to say checks all the boxes, but I say checks all the boxes more in just, you know, he brings a little bit of everything. He is, I would probably classify him as a true point guard where he looks to really distribute the ball and get others involved, which is phenomenal. But he does have the ability to score when needed. And we saw that a little bit this past Monday, specifically in the second half when he had, you know, 13 of his 15 came in the second half. He can defend, especially when he gets out in that open court, full court situations. He defends well. I think he's got a good feel. He's been a different type of leader for us, but and I say that only positive, where, you know, it kind of comes a little quietly, and then out of nowhere, you know, he'll be leading vocally or pulling guys aside. So, like I said, he checks all the boxes in different ways. But he's been 100% a pleasure to have. And, you know, like you said, he's played 3 years of college basketball, you know, at a high junior college level, at the Division II level at Bemidji State prior to coming this. So he's got a good feel, too, even his high school experience playing at Osseo High School. You know, he's seen a lot, and he's seen a lot of good coaching, too. So, I mean, he's got a good feel for things, no doubt.
I also know that the local folks, especially the high school folks that follow the Superior Spartans and Coach Jake Smith, of course, a UWS alum, are going to be curious to see how Xavier Patterson and Mason Ackley do in your system. I know that there's not necessarily overwhelming expectations for them, but there are some high expectations placed on both of them. Just give everybody a sense on how they've been developing here so far in the preseason.
Yeah, they both have been doing great. They're both phenomenal to have as part of our team, and they're great teammates. They've really, you know, answered the bell, if you will, on everything we've asked of them, and that it holds true for any freshman coming right out of high school. You know, there is a transition, and I feel that they've definitely responded to that. Mason has had the opportunity to, you know, as I mentioned this past Monday, playing against UMD, really get his feet wet right away, and I feel he's responded. I think there is still some learning curve going on there, which is true for anybody, but he's really grappled onto that fast and really kept up with the learning curve, definitely. He's had some impact in multiple ways, and Xavier's done great too. He did get on the floor there a little bit Monday. You know, he's in a unique situation. You know, we just talked about Alan Anderson, and I would say Xavier is a true point guard as well. Has some different tools. And, you know, I mentioned our point guard depth before, and he definitely falls into that. You know, their paths both may be a little different as they keep developing, but they're both doing a great job. So excited for them to keep developing moving forward.
And one last question here before we let you go. Looking long-term, I know it's not just necessarily something that goes on a lot. I know you're a guy who likes to take it week by week, sometimes day by day, with your team and see how how the team progresses. What do you feel is the ceiling for this group? Is this a team you think they can get back to the conference tournament and possibly make a run at a conference title at some point this year?
Yeah, I not to give the corny answer and the no answer answer. I don't think we have enough feedback yet. I will say that, you know, we play a very challenging November, starting off this weekend with the Merrill Thompson Classic. You know, Marion's a team we lost to last year on the road. St. John's, Nebraska, Wesleyan are two nationally ranked teams. We got Concordia here in less than a week, and then we go up against 3YX. So we have a very challenging November. We'll definitely have more answers then. I do like the potential of this team. By no means is it written on paper anywhere to be in the conversation for postseason play. I do think that is a realistic conversation, but we got to get a little more feedback behind us to do that. And I also feel optimistic about the growth that we've seen in these 3 weeks. I feel very optimistic, as I mentioned, about where we can be in February. Leading into maybe some possible other things. So there definitely is I don't even think we know where the ceiling is yet, and that's a good thing. I think, you know, there's a lot of positive reasons to be optimistic about this group. But as you mentioned, how I'm wired and how the guys are wired, you know, it's a day-by-day thing, and we have to keep earning that and proving that to ourselves before we can put it out there. But definitely excited about the potential, for sure.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time. And as you know, we'll be talking a whole lot, a heck of a lot more here in the next few weeks and in the coming year here to see how your team progresses. I know everybody's excited about it.
Sounds great, Matt. Thanks for being back and having us on again this year. Talk to you soon.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Rip Belkowski. I'll be right back with more of the 2019 Merrill Thompson Tip-Off Classic right after this. This is Yellow Jacket men's basketball on 91.3 FM KUBD West Superior.